2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 14 through 17 tonight. 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17. It's a well-recognized portion of Scripture. I do want to warn you, since Jason has given you all permission to rub my belly, just beware that normally when I get my belly rubbed, I start shaking my leg. So be careful that I don't kick you. Amen? Paul writes to his son in the ministry, Timothy, and he says this, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow tonight as we begin, talk tonight about your Scriptures, about the preciousness of the gift of your word to us, as we look into how you have described it and how you have given us the nature of it, as you have yourself shared with us its sufficiency. And I pray that we ourselves would see the sufficiency of Scripture tonight, that we would hold to your word and we would be thrilled to have your word, and that we would search it and we would study it with all diligence to find you and what you have for us according to your will. We pray, God, that you would bless the message tonight to your people's hearts. Thank you for each one of them, and God, I'm grateful for their love and their commitment to you, and in turn, their love that they have so kindly expressed toward me and my family. We're grateful that you have placed us together, and we pray that you would continue to bless our fellowship and deepen our love and commitment and concern for one another. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for that in Christ's name. Amen. Justin and I were coming home from Blacksburg last week, and we were listening to some things on the radio, some preachers on the radio. And I quickly learned that we are living in a God told me generation of Christianity. I don't know how many times that these preachers, whatever denomination they were boasting in, God told me this, and God revealed this to me, and God spoke to me, and I'm sharing with you what God spoke. It seems like that we're in a generation, if we feel something, it must be from God. But the Bible's told us that we are to be diligent in testing the spirits. But among many Christians today, too many people often don't even know how to test their own feelings. They just assume that what they feel and what they think is spiritual in origin, and that the only spirit that would try to influence them has to be God. I think that's a pretty dangerous assumption, both because of our own hearts that cannot be trusted, And because there are other spirits besides God that would influence us to evil if they can. Amen? So, it is an absolute certainty that if you are looking for the voice of God in your experiences and your feelings, that maybe Satan, who is going to try his best to provide counterfeits, is going to provide a counterfeit there as well. And how are we to know what is real, what is false? This we know. God has clearly said that the Scriptures are sufficient. Amen? And that because the Scriptures are sufficient, they provide all that we need for faith and for life. We should not be looking for extra revelations from God, nor should we be expecting to hear the voice of God embedded in every feeling or personal experience that we encounter. If the Scriptures really do give us everything to make us perfect or complete, then why are we looking for something more somewhere else? That's the question. If we truly believe that the Scriptures are sufficient, that they give us everything that we need to make us complete, then why are we looking for something more somewhere else? If God really gave us a book that's this good, why do we expect Him to add to it? If we're not complete, it's not the problem with the book. It's the problem with us. We haven't followed the sufficient Scriptures sufficiently. I don't think that we need something more than the Scriptures. I think we need to learn to follow the Scriptures more faithfully. Amen? The idea of God told me generates a lot of instability. A lot of people that I see are being dragged from pillar to post from one God told me to another. When true Christians have an anchor in the Scriptures. And so what I have argued for the last 3 weeks brings us to this point tonight, is that the Scriptures are sufficient. There are principles in Scriptures. There is the will of God revealed to us in the Scriptures that are there to provide us everything we need to make wise, God-honoring decisions. Amen? That we don't have to look for extra things. Extra voices, extra feelings, goosebumps, shivers in our liver. We have the Scriptures. You remember what the rich man in hell said? I'm going to interpret that as being an event that Christ wanted to get across to us, the details of hell, and not some other thing, but you remember the rich man said that he wanted Abraham to send Lazarus back to his brothers so that they would not come to this awful place. And Lazarus said what? They have Moses and they have the prophets. Let them hear them. Or in other words, they have the Scriptures. And if they won't believe the Scriptures, they won't believe the testimony of one who has risen from the dead. So we have the Scriptures, and the Scriptures are sufficient. And I want to talk tonight about the sufficiency of the Scriptures. And I want to raise the Scriptures of God to a high level tonight, and hopefully raise them to a high level in your heart as well. So let me give you five things quickly tonight that we see here in the text. Number one, the abiding in the Scriptures. The abiding in the Scriptures. It is in verse number 14 here that Paul gives a command to Timothy to continue. Continue in the things which he has learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child he has known what? The Holy Scriptures. The command for Timothy that will promote his spiritual growth, that will strengthen him for ministry, that will help him in leadership of the church, the thing that will help him is if he will continue in the Scriptures, if he will stick with the Word, if he will abide in God's holy Word. He's to continue in what he has learned. Now, whatever he has learned through the Scriptures, whatever he has come to see clearly as being truth, those things that he is assured of, those things that Paul has taught him from the Scriptures, he is to continue in that vein, not looking for something new, but to continue in what he's already learned, what he's already become assured of. So he says, Paul, continue in the Word, continue in what you have learned, continue in what you are assured of. It is truth. Continue in it. It doesn't change, right? It doesn't change. What you have learned is still true. What you are assured of is still true. So abide in the Scriptures. Continue in what you have learned. And then don't forget from whom you have learned them. That's what he says. He says, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now I think probably this does include Paul. He has learned doctrinal, scriptural truth from Paul. But I think in a more specific way, he's talking about his mother and his grandmother, Lois and Eunice, who from a very early age taught him the Scriptures. And not only did they read him the Scriptures, and not only did they teach him from the Scriptures, but they lived their life according to the Scriptures. He saw the Scriptures lived out. He saw the principles of the Scriptures clearly in a tangible form in his mother and his grandmother, and then again in Paul. There's no doubt in my mind that his mother and his grandmother loved him dearly. And they taught him truth. And he is to abide in that truth. He is to continue in the Word. He is to stay in the Word, remembering that those people who loved him the most, those people who loved him the deepest, are the very people who taught him the truths of the Scriptures. From a very early age, from a child, he has known the Holy Scriptures. Continue in the Scripture. Now I know that we feel like we know it all, we've read it all, we've grasped it all, we've digested it all, but we haven't. We don't know that much of it. And what we are to do daily is what? Continue in the Word. Stay in the Word. Abide in the Word. And God will speak to us through His Word. It is sufficient to abide in. Amen? Not only the abiding of the Scriptures, but notice secondly, the ability of the Scriptures. He says here that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Did you know that the Scriptures have the ability to save souls? Well, let me put it this way. The Scriptures have the ability to make you wise unto salvation, that is in Christ Jesus through faith. Now there are lots of books out there. Lots of books. But there is only one book that can make you wise unto salvation. Only one book, and that is God's book, the Scriptures. Amen? It has the ability to make us wise unto salvation. And there I understand salvation not just to be a conversion, but I think it's the conversion and the sanctification and the glorification, the entire process of salvation. The Scriptures make it plain to us. Amen? How does it do that? Well, it is only through the Scriptures that we have an accurate, and only through Scripture do we have the self-revelation of God. Right? Every other book is someone else writing about God. The Scriptures are God writing about Himself. It is the self-disclosing revelation of God. More specifically, the Scriptures are the revelation of Jesus Christ. On every page, in every book, in every chapter, there is the revelation of Christ. Even in the Old Testament, it is Christ being revealed to come. You can't find that anywhere else. Where are you going to find God? Where are you going to learn of God? Where are you going to hear of God? Where are you going to see God? In the Scriptures. Not in a feeling, not in a vision, not in a dream. In the Scriptures, there's God's revelation of Himself. And His revelation of Himself is sufficient. Know this, I do not need any supplemental material. I don't need the writings of John Smith. I don't need Watchtower material. I don't need the writings of Ellen White. I don't need anything else to know God completely, as much as God wants me to know Him, other than the Scriptures. Amen? Now, I'm not knocking books that clearly give us insight into Scriptures, but understand this, all that I need to know about God is in the Scripture. Not only is it a revelation of God, but the Bible is a reflection of us. I don't know anywhere else that you will get an accurate, true reflection of yourself other than the Scriptures. It is a mirror of us. And it's amazing as you study biblical figures in the Scripture. The Scripture did not clean them up. The Scriptures did not airbrush them so they look better on the cover. Scripture presents biblical characters, and Scripture accurately reflects you, warts and all. Every flaw, every failure is clearly seen. Amen? You know, I've noticed that as I've gotten older, I don't like to look in the mirror. Hair gets grayer. Hair gets thinner. Wrinkles get more pronounced. Bags under eyes get darker. Eyebrows get gray hair. You got hair coming out places you never had hair coming out before. It's a nightmare to look in the mirror. Right? Sometimes it's a nightmare to look in the Bible, where it clearly reflects who we are. We are sinners before God. We are guilty before God. And it clearly shows who we are. It also shows who we are in Christ, which is a glorious, glorious thing. There is no other book that has the ability that the Scriptures have to reveal to us God and to reflect the reality of who we truly are other than the Scriptures. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. You need to constantly be exposed to both the revelation of God and the true reflection of who you are. If you don't stay in the Word, you're going to start believing all those press clippings. You're going to think you're something when you're really not. Stay in the Scriptures. It will keep you humble. Stay in the Scriptures. It will reveal to you the greatness of God. You know what I notice? That when my spirit begins to wane from being excited and overwhelmed by God, those are the times that I haven't spent the time I should in the Scriptures hearing from Him there. Amen? The ability of the Scriptures. Number three, the author of the Scriptures. Now, I know you know this, but I'm just going to remind you of it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is the only book written by God. Do you understand tonight the doctrine of inspiration? Do you understand that the book that you hold in your hands is not just words on paper, but these are the very words of God? The doctrine of inspiration is clearly these are the breathed out words of God. It could very well be expiration. It is the breath of God. It is His thoughts. It is His heart. It is His words. You have in your hands tonight the Word of God. And it carries with it inerrancy or authority. Yes? If God wrote it, it's got to be true. If God wrote it, it has to be without mistake. If God wrote it, it has to be without contradiction. If God wrote it, it is the perfect Word of God. And if it is God's Word and He authored it, it has with it absolute authority. We don't hover over Scripture. We allow Scripture to hover over us. We come under Scripture, bow to it, submit to it, honor it, glorify God in and through it. He is the author of Scripture. It is God's Word. It is not men's words. These are God's words, inspired by God, inerrant, infallible Word of God. Oh, I think we've lost that in our generation today. The Word of God, how precious it is. Number four, the advantage of Scriptures. Notice what he says here. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Let me stop there for a minute. If this is God's book, and this is the only book that He wrote, don't you think it's sufficient? Amen? There's not yearly supplements coming out, right? There's not addendums or additions to the book. I think the canon of Scripture is closed, amen? I think what God speaks to us, He speaks through us to us through His Word. But notice it says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Scriptures are to our advantage. Notice their profitability. They are profitable for doctrine. The Scriptures teach us what is true. They teach us what is right. They teach us what is pleasing to God. They teach us what God loves, what God hates. They teach us what is wrong, what is right. Yes? The Scriptures teach us. They are profitable for doctrine. They have the curriculum of Scripture gives us what we need to know for reproof. What is reproof? Is that not telling us where we have gone wrong? You see, the Scriptures teach us what is right, what is good. They also teach us what is bad. They reprove us. They tell us where we have gotten off the path. They tell us where we have gone the wrong direction. They tell us where we have made missteps. What does that?
the Scriptures. If we read them, if we study them, they'll teach us what is right. They'll teach us where we have sinned and where we have failed and where we have taken wrong directions. They're also for correction. They'll not only teach us what is right and show us where we have gotten off the path, they'll tell us the path that we need to get back on. They'll correct us. They'll tell us how to get back on the right path. They'll give us the instructions for getting right. And then they'll instruct us in all righteousness. They'll clearly tell us what is the right way to continue in. What does that? The Scriptures. Isn't that what I need to know? What is right? Where I have misstepped? How to get back on the right path? How to stay on that path? Isn't that what I need, especially in making decisions in my life? Don't I need that right there? And where else am I going to get that but from the Scriptures? And can I say this? The Scriptures are perfect. When he says here, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, every bit of it, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, what he's saying is this: whatever the Bible tells you, wherever the Bible corrects you, wherever the Bible teaches you, wherever the Bible instructs you, it is sufficient. It is sufficient. It will tell you all you need to know about doctrine, reproof, correction, righteousness. It will tell you everything you need to know. It's perfect. It lacks nothing. I don't have to wonder if there's something else I need, some other word I need, some other idea I need. No, I have the Scriptures. I have all I need. You have all you need as well. Right? Number 5, the accomplishment of Scripture. Look what he says. I want you to get the entire thought that comes down to this one main thrust. Timothy, continue in the Word. Abide in the Word. Stick with the Word. Continue in what you know. Remember who you have learned it from. Because the Scripture has this unique, unique ability to reveal to us God in His self-disclosing way, the self-revelation of God. It has this unique ability to reflect back to us the reality of who we truly are. Because God has written the Scriptures. God has inspired the Scriptures. And the Scriptures are inerrant. They carry with it absolute authority of a sovereign God. And they are profitable for us and to us. Profitable for instruction. Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. They're perfect. They give us all that we need for those things so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What does the Word of God that is studied and read accomplish? It accomplishes completion in us. The word there, perfect, doesn't mean perfect in the sense of never having any wrongs, not having been wrong. The idea there is to complete. What you lack is found in the Scriptures. Amen? The idea is maturity there. What you need to mature you spiritually, you find in the Scriptures. You remember what James said? If any of you lack wisdom, ask God. How's God going to give that to you? Send you a package UPS? No, He'll supply it to you through His Word. Because His Word is sufficient. His Word will make the man of God complete. What you lack, whether that's in wisdom for decisions or direction or whatever. What you lack, God will provide for you in His Scriptures. Yes? And He said He will thoroughly furnish us unto all good works. The word furnish there means to make us competent, to equip us. You ever feel unequipped to make a decision? Incompetent to make a decision? I'm just not able to make this decision. Well, where do I find competence? Where do I find being equipped? In the Scriptures. In the Scriptures. There's where God completes us, gives us what we lack, and where He makes us competent to do all good works. Now, I'm hoping you guys don't want to make decisions to do bad works, right? I'm hoping you're trying to make good, wise decisions for the good of yourself and for others and for the glory of God. Where do I find the equipping for that? In the Scriptures. Now, I know that it's much easier to sit around waiting for a feeling or a voice or waiting around till God makes my fleece wet or dry, or waiting around till God closes this door and doesn't close this door so I can figure out what God wants. I know it's easier to do that than it is to actually do the work of getting in the Scriptures and praying and asking God to speak to you and waiting and being patient for God to use His Word to give us direction. But clearly, if we believe in the sufficiency of Scripture, we believe that God will guide us through His revealed will. Right? I think we have gotten over the danger and the attack on the inerrancy of Scripture. But I think what is prevalent in the churches today is that we have lost the idea of the sufficiency of Scripture. The Scripture is sufficient. And what I want, and what I'm trying to get you to see is, go to Scripture. Read the Scripture. Study the Scripture. Stick with the Scripture. And it will provide you exactly what you need. You will find it is profitable for instruction and for reproof and for correction and for instruction in righteousness and for doctrine. And the Word of God will give you what you lack. And it will equip you to do every good work. That's how God says it will be. Amen? And I'm praying that God will bring that to an understanding in your mind. I know some of you are saying this, well, God spoke through a donkey. Well, how many of you have a donkey tied out in your backyard and you consult Him for every decision just by chance that He would speak to you through that donkey? No. Probably not. He's probably not going to speak to you that way. He can if He wants to. He's God, right? He's probably going to speak to you through His Word. That's where He's probably going to guide you. That's probably how He's going to direct you. And I'm like the preacher who said this, there's enough in God's Word for me to take in, much less other things that God wants to speak outside of His Word. You know, there's plenty of the will of God is this in His Word. Do what His Word says. Obey His Word. Stay within the principles of His Word. That will keep you on the right path, I think. Amen? That's why He has given us His Word. And that's why when we have errors in other places, in other people, it always is
an attack on the sufficiency of Scripture. Scripture is just not enough. I need something more. I need something else. And I'm trying to argue Scripture is enough. It's all you need if we would just faithfully use it. Several of you remember several years ago, I was going through a very difficult time, a very difficult event in my life. And it was at that time that I immersed myself into the Psalms, desperately wanting to hear from God. And I read and I prayed and I read and I prayed and I read and I prayed. And finally, God broke through and eased my heart and eased my mind with His Word. It does take patience. It does take work. Study is hard work. But that's where you find direction. Amen? In His Word. It is sufficient for whatever you need in your spiritual life. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word. It is God-breathed and it is authoritative. We bow to it. It is all we need for our spiritual life and for our faith. It is Your Scriptures. It is the Holy Spirit who works in and through Your Word. And so, God, I pray that we would bow before it, that we would read it on a regular basis, that we would study it, that we would seek to hear Your voice through it. And God, that You would clearly give us direction and guidance through the very principles and the ideas and the truths of Your Word, and that we would see them and we would follow them for Your glory. And we would see the profitability of the Word in guiding us and directing us. Glorify Yourself in and through us as we look to You and keep our eyes upon You. We pray that would be true of all of us. In Jesus' name and for Christ's sake. Amen.